joining us as he does every Tuesday, Ian Bessarabi. Ian, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Zanati.
So how was your Women's Day long weekend?
It was very good, Howard. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the future of work, the most important P's in ensuring that you realize your career dreams.
So, Howard, I have to disclaim something and say that my source of inspiration for the story didn't come from my typical sites or areas of inspiration. It actually came from a very interesting story about a stray dog that visited a Hyundai dealership every day and got hired as their mascot.
Oh, wow. I love that. So that's a dog with big dreams.
Absolutely. And it really spoke to what I wanted to speak about. So what I'll do is I'll post this article on Facebook, but it's a Hyundai dealership in Brazil. And the background, very briefly, to contextualize the three P's that we can speak about, is that this stray dog visited this dealership every single day. And the dealer principal grew an affection. And basically what happened is the lucky pooch got taken in by the dealership and has become the mascot, has become part of a global Hyundai advertising campaign. And the rest is history, as they say. It's even got an Instagram account. So how amazing is that?
Except, you know, Ian, that it's all very well that we assume that that the stray dog has realized his dreams. What happens if his dream is to actually own the dealership?
Whoa.
No, because then he's not there yet.
Yeah. So. But at least he's working on it. He's working on it.
Yes. Okay. I get that.
So back to the three P's. But as I say, it was a great story, and it really spoke to perhaps something that we're all going through, and something that I learned very early in my career was to really assess the environment that you're working in and to really understand, and really know what you're working with and who you're working with before you decide on your plan of action. And I came up with these three P's, and I must be honest that it came from my travels into various countries across the continent. You know, they always say that we all, everybody from around the world or globally, they look at Africa as one country. Mm. Whereas Africa is a continent made up of 54, 55 countries, depending on how you count it. But that is never more true than when you visit these countries and you realize that every country is different. Every culture is different. Every way of doing business is different. And what I learned through that is that you have to sometimes be very patient. So that's my first P, is you have to be patient.
Patient, yes.
Because
right,
you have to understand.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
The other one is you have to persevere. So if you believe in something, you have to persevere in it. It doesn't mean because you decide today that you're going to do something, it means that you give up once you've made that decision.
Mm.
You actually have to work towards
so
it.
This so this is perseverance. You know, it's my biggest lesson that I try certainly to pass on to my kids is just show up. Consistency is the key. And you know, there's so many people who think, you know, you can just do this. I'm going to, I don't know, write one article, or I'm going to just do, you know, I'm going to, and this is, it's going to shoot the lights out, and it might. But unless you are doing this consistently, when you don't want to do it, when you do want to do it, when you are inspired, when you're uninspired, whatever you set your goal to do, you've just got to keep doing it.
You have to do your 10,000 hours.
And persistence is, it's the most important thing, yeah.
Yeah. And the last one for me is you have to, as you said, is persist. So it's patience, persistence, and perseverance. And sometimes you don't want to keep persisting. You know, you don't want to keep.
Wait, like, I want to understand the difference. Okay, but you'll explain it maybe between perseverance and persistence.
Okay, so I'm going to explain the difference. So persistence in my context and how I understand about persistence is persistence means that you keep going back and you keep trying, you know, and the best example I use with persisting at something despite all the failures is the famous story, and many of the listeners have probably heard it, but for those that haven't, is the story about Thomas Edison, his quest to invent the light bulb. And Zanati mentioned 10,000, you know, it just so happened, and probably it was rounded up or something like that, but he failed, they say he failed more than 10,000 times. but it didn't deter him. He persisted, and I think that's where persistence goes, is that he wasn't deterred from the failure, and that's where perseverance came on. He picked himself up, and he persevered in terms of getting to the solution. And I think the most amazing thing for me, Howard, is one of the quotes that came out of it when they said, why did he endure the quest to invent the light bulb? His famous reply, his quote was, I have not failed. I've just identified 10,000 ways that it did not work. And I think that is,
that's awesome.
If you believe in something, persevere, persist. And sometimes, like I say, the third one is patience. Is sometimes you just have to take a step back and say, well, maybe it's not meant to happen now. Maybe I need a break. Maybe I need something. And I actually have come up with a fourth one during COVID. And I think it's so important, and just so happens it's a P as well, mm-hmm. is it's perspective, Howard. I think at the moment, many of us, and that's why I wanted to speak about the three P's today, was because I think a lot of us are losing perspective at the moment. And we're struggling to manage the other three P's, because we've lost perspective of what's happening around us. And that's not easy to gain that. But what you have to actually do is maybe take a step back and just look around, see what is going on, have a bit of perspective, and then recalibrate so that you can focus on the other three P's.
Very, very, very interesting, Sonati.
But thought? Then do you need, because sometimes, you know, I don't necessarily think that persistence always has to have, you know, perspective to go along with it. Because sometimes you are honestly discouraged, but you have to keep on going. So. Yeah.
Because it's somebody else's perspective. So somebody else might be saying to you, Zanati, yep. stop being ridiculous. You know, you're never going to, you know, be an astronaut.
Yes.
You know, and, but that's your dream.
Yeah.
So you don't want their perspective, actually. Mm. But you
so you have to keep your own perspective.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, Zanati, that's such an important point that you mentioned, is often, and it comes back to how we measure success. Do we measure success by our own metrics, or do we measure success by other people's metrics? And I think in most of the cases, we tend to measure them by what other people think or what other people say. Now, that's where it becomes difficult, because how can you achieve something if you haven't set the metric and you don't really believe in that? So how can you persist towards something? So Howard's point is very valid, is that it has to be our own perspective. And we actually have to kind of not focus too much on what other people's perspective is, but rather look at our own perspective and then focus on the goal and the dream and have that courage to persevere through it. Because the only one that's going to succeed is yourself, because you'll put yourself through it. Other people may encourage you along the way, but you're actually doing the hard work. So I think perspective is sometimes very important to get your own perspective before you can actually put all your energy and effort into it.
And science says it's called self-discipline, just to keep going. And Martin says perseverance is important, but there are also times that you need to stop banging your head against a wall. What about balance?
Yep. Absolutely, Howard. And I think that's the whole point, about sometimes you have to take the factor of patience into consideration, is that we often get up in the morning and we think, okay, I'm going to work on this thing the whole day, and you're just not succeeding. And sometimes you just have to take a step back and say, well, maybe today is not the day that this is meant to happen. And that whole concept of banging your head against the wall or trying to achieve something, but knowing you're not achieving anything is so important, of something that comes on the back of self-discipline. It's about self-awareness. You have to be aware of what you're actually doing, and you actually have to have that ability to sometimes, once again, be able to pause and reflect and say, okay, well, maybe I'll just stop doing this for today and we pick it up again tomorrow. So I agree that no one should be banging their head against the wall.
And I guess that is where perspective comes into it, because if you can get a bit of perspective, that is helpful. When you talk about perspective during COVID, what is it that you mean?
So Howard, you know, it's very easy for us to wake up every morning and to look at all the obstacles that are in front of us. That's very easy, because that's typically what we gravitate towards. So there's a there's a fascinating study that says, like, if you show a person a beautiful decoration or a bowl of fruit, and you show like a fly or something on the one fruit, people will gravitate towards the fly. They'll gravitate towards the negative. It's just, it's human nature. So as I say, it's very easy for us to be pulled or be drawn towards the negative, and then to focus on that. And then what happens is we spiral. Everything then becomes a negative. So the dog barking, the neighbor making a noise, or getting irritated because the kids have been around since March. You know, it's like those things all then become a snowball effect. And without having that perspective and acknowledging or looking at it and saying, well, you know what, in life, all bad things come to an end, but equally good things come to an end. So what you have to do is you have to look at the perspective and say, well, look, let me look at the things that I can control today. So there's a lot that we can't control about COVID at the moment. And there's a lot of stuff that we don't agree with, but we can't fight it. So we have to look at, first of all, what are the things that we do have, and what can we control? And you focus on that. And from our career perspective, and we touched on it a little bit last week as well, is about what can you do productively during this time that you have. And I think I love the point, and I keep remembering it from the guest you had last week, where they said they actually took the time, because they weren't actually able to perform at functions and all that, and they actually took perspective and took time to reflect on their own career, their own self-evaluation. And that, for me, is the important thing of what to do, is to wake up and say, well, look, I can't go out now and visit all of my clients. So, like, if you're using the scenario of a rep, if you're like a sales rep and you're going around and you're visiting all your clients, and that's typically what you did, you know concretely that you can't do that because of the restrictions. So don't spend your time dwelling on that and focusing on what you can't do. Say, maybe this is an opportunity for me to look at my client list, or look at how can I connect with my clients online. Maybe I should spend a bit of time, as an example, and this is just an example, on LinkedIn. Maybe I can find those clients. Maybe I can do something. Maybe I can think of innovative ways to connect with them, rather than saying, oh, I wish I could go out and meet so-and-so. And it's not to say that one day we won't be able to go and do that, but for this time now, the perspective we have and the control we have is on what we can do now. And I guess it goes back to that comment about banging our head. We can wake up every morning and feel bad about that we can't go and do what we were doing, but we could equally wake up and we could do things that we now have the time to do, which will help us when we can go back into this new normal or into this new environment, which will allow us to be more productive and it's got more successful.
Yeah, interesting. And Sian says maybe it's about setting realistic goals. And it is interesting, because what I was going to say to you is that everyone needs to ask what success looks like for them, because defining goals means actually defining what success is.